Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon. This is Jody Lowe with the Leadership Lowdown, powered by You and Improved and Conscious Capitalism Arizona. Leadership Lowdown is a radio series dedicated to shining a spotlight on Valley business leaders and sharing the real stories behind their rise to the top, because we want to know. We want to know the truth. We want to know what it takes to really succeed in life and in business. And we're here to uncover these leaders' journeys, whether it's the pitfalls, the triumphs, the heartaches, everything and all of it in between. So today I am thrilled because I'm sitting across from two dynamic, amazing ladies. One who I've known for, I think if we do the math, maybe 16 years or something crazy like that, Tiffany Dibelbiss, who is the owner of Wildfire CrossFit up in North Phoenix, Arizona. So welcome, Tiffany.
Hi, good to be here. Yeah,
I'm glad to have you. Yeah. And welcome to Kay Eskridge, who is the owner of Images by Kay and Company, an amazing lifestyle photography company. So congratulations for all that you've accomplished and thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to do this.
Yes. Well, we love to know all about what it takes, because it's truly our passion to share what it takes to be a successful business owner. What does it take? What have you experienced? What were the shining moments? What were the struggles? Because it's not always sunshine and unicorns. I'm sure you have some stories to tell. So that's what we want to know. So, to start us off, I'll start with you, Kay. So you have been a photographer for how many years?
Well, since 1985, right out of college. Oh, actually, even back before that, that's what I did in high school. That's what I studied up at NAU.
Yeah.
So I'm a local gal, native.
Nice.
And I've always, this is what my passion has been. And I've been grateful that this is also a lifestyle for me. And it's been a good business.
And so were you just like born going out? This is something I've loved since I was a little kid, or was it more in those college years that you?
I was born with a camera in my hand.
Yeah. You came out of the womb shooting photos.
Yeah. Actually, I think it always has been a passion. And I think that's why I have found success in it, because I love what I do.
Yeah.
It makes the long hours. It makes the sacrifice of family and friends worth it, because it's so rewarding inside.
Yeah.
And I get so much out of it.
Yep.
But it is something that I just can't imagine myself doing anything but this.
Well, and what a wonderful, because I've been to your beautiful studio, which, I mean, from koi ponds to amazing settings and gardens. And I mean, it's really gorgeous, and what you can create is phenomenal. But what made you choose, because you really focus on humans and families and, mm-hmm. and, you know, headshots and all the business and those things too. What made you choose that segment? Or did you ever go into the weddings or those other things? Or how did that unfold?
Most photographers that are involved with people photography usually start with weddings. Mm-hmm. And that was something that I did up until about 7 years ago, when I made a conscious choice to stop photographing weddings. Mm-hmm. I'll come out of retirement every now and again when it's somebody really special that means something to me. Yeah. But for the most part, I just realized that if I couldn't feel emotionally impacted when the bride walked down the aisle, mm-hmm. then it was time for me to hang up that part of my world. Mm-hmm. Because I couldn't give everything that I wanted to her, mm-hmm. because it was burnout.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hours, and it's not even the day of. The day of is fun. That's mm-hmm. the beauty of it. It's the post-production that can be so time consuming. And I really found that as I get older, I am finding, not only as a business person, what makes me money mm-hmm. and where my profit centers are, mm-hmm. but what brings me joy and what makes me happy. Mm-hmm. And finding the balance between the two has been quite the journey.
Yeah. Well, isn't that the truth too? Because mm-hmm. how many people are miserable doing something, but they, every single day is a grudge. So mm-hmm. good for you.
Yeah.
And so now, when you got started in this, what did you study at NAU, first of all? Was it
photojournalism?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm actually doing what my parents put me through college.
I love it. That never happens. That's exciting.
Like,
yay, it went towards something. Yay,
mom and dad. So it is something that I've always known. It's interesting. I look back and my career up in NAU as a photographer, the shoulda, woulda, couldas of life. I wish I would have studied more business, and I wish I would have studied more psychology.
Oh, interesting.
So even though the high points of studying photojournalism taught me some of the basics of photography, I mean, back even darkroom, imagine that, back when we were photographing with film and processing it ourselves. But I wish I would have learned more about how to be a business person mm-hmm. from an early stage. I think there would be things that I would have changed along the way.
Interesting.
And then also studying more about psychology. I think birth order is fascinating when you're going to photograph the family, understanding why the children are the way they are because of their birth order. And that just in itself, and studying body language and studying how you interact with people, mm-hmm. All of that plays into why I think I've had success doing what I do, because I do love people.
Right.
Not that I don't, I mean, I love photographing pets too. They're sometimes much more well-behaved than a two-year-old. Yeah, you can tell a dog to sit and stay. Mm-hmm. Try telling.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. No. That doesn't happen.
So I think that's one of the reasons that I enjoy what I do so much, is because I do love people.
Sure.
I love the interaction.
Yeah, absolutely. And so for when you look back, obviously the business piece or the psychology piece are things that you may have incorporated or done differently. Mm-hmm. But when you talk to somebody who's, you know, an up and coming photographer or someone who's young and excited and passionate, what are the things that they don't know about the industry that like, what's the stuff that they don't hear or don't know that they should know or that you wish someone had maybe told you?
That it's not just about taking pretty pictures, mm-hmm. that's hard work, mm-hmm. that there's taxes and license and there's so many pieces and parcels of being a business owner if you do it the right way, mm-hmm. that, it, you know, you spend a good portion of, like, I feel like I wear two hats. There's the business side of Chaos Ridge and mm-hmm. then there's the creative side. And I found, and you probably have the same feeling, that during the course of the day, when you own your own business, you have to make a conscious effort to take the hats off.
Yep.
So I've come to a point where I have my office days and then I have my interactive session days. Mm-hmm. So I can be creative K and wear my Converse and be a little wacky and have fun knowing I'm going to be creative. And then maybe the next day is the day that I put on my business hat and I'm sitting down, calculating my books and knowing my numbers.
Yep.
I think that's the biggest mistake young photographers make, is not understanding the numbers mm-hmm. and what they really need to be charging so that they can produce a sustainable business.
Sure, sure. Well, and in your industry now, I mean, so much has changed. I mean, so much has changed, and you've obviously grown through all of that. Mm-hmm. What would you say, you know, anyone can take a photo because they've got their phone. So, so what's going on with that? I mean, has that been difficult for you, or how do you navigate around the fact that everyone has decided they're a photographer?
They're a photographer. Well, I think what the sad thing, and this is the reality of our society today, is that good enough has become good enough. Mm-hmm. And people are wanting it now. And that the instant gratification that you can get from your cell phone, and I'm just as guilty as anyone else. You know, there'll be times where I'll be out and instead of bringing out my big camera, I'm grabbing my cell phone. Now, not for a family portrait, mind you. But if I'm doing something fun up the cabin or I'm on a quick trip and I want to grab that image because I want to post it immediately, there's still, I feel that tug myself. Mm-hmm. But the true professional in our industry are those that understand that we're in it for the experience. Mm-hmm. So we're not just selling a product. I'm mm-hmm. selling the experience that leads to the product.
Sure.
And the sustainable businesses in our industry are the ones that get that. Mm-hmm. I don't turn and burn. I don't, you know, I'm creating clients for life. I want these people to come back to me year after year after year for all of their photographic needs. Mm-hmm. And so I'm investing in my client as much as they're investing in me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the big difference between the true professional and the, well, I hate to say this, but, you know, kind of the weekend shutterbugs or the mamarazzis or the people that, sure. you know, I just want to take a pretty picture and here's an image with all your, or a CD with all of your images on it. Mm-hmm. And there's a place for that. And I'm not putting that down. Mm-hmm. But at the same point, you know, when you talk about a professional portrait studio and a professional business, mm-hmm. that's the difference mm-hmm. is that we aren't just going to hand you a CD or a USB drive and say, go for it.
Right.
Because we've created, I call them lost brides. Mm-hmm. They're brides that have these images on a CD and they don't know what to do with them. They'll never print their album. They'll never do anything more than stick them in their computer and that's where they'll live. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that is an unfortunate thing. And that's, I think, up to us professionals to re-educate our clients that prints are meant for walls, mm-hmm. that they are meant for being viewed and not living in a computer that you just pull out and equate it to Uncle Harry holding a stinky fish
right.
on vacation, that portraits are created to be viewed and enjoyed and loved and lived with.
Sure. Well, and what a good point too, because how many of us just upload pictures and, or they live on our phone
our phones.
That's it. We just don't print them as mm-hmm. much anymore. So that's
and God forbid
point.
You don't back up because then they're gone or you lose your phone and you haven't backed up to the cloud or right. whatever. So, you know, that would be the other thing I would teach young photographers, have a really strong backup system.
Mm-hmm. How much technological know-how do you need today?
More than you ever did before.
Yeah.
And this is, again, we've gotten lazy, I think, because some of the new brand of photographers will just put it on P for program or P for pretty picture on their camera setting and go out and just take pictures and shoot it crooked and drop it to black and white, call it photojournalism. Mm-hmm. Woo! instead of really understanding the craft and knowing what an f-stop is and a shutter and knowing that the true workings of how to create a beautiful portrait, understanding the aesthetics like rule of thirds and leading lines and mm-hmm. things that make a portrait a piece of art versus just a snapshot.
Got it. Got it. There's a lot more to it.
Well, there's a lot more to it.
Well, yeah. And you are not just an amazing photographer. I mean, you teach this, and this is a lot more. You have accreditations that, if I remember correctly, that you're the first female in Arizona to have all of the bells and whistles and accreditations behind your name.
Yes.
I mean, that's astounding.
Through the Professional Photographers of America, that's one of the leading largest organizations in the country. Mm-hmm. And you go through a series of testing and print competitions and you're awarded these opportunities to get these degrees. And they're hard to get. Mm-hmm. They don't hand them out.
Sure.
And so it is something I'm really proud of, is being able to say that I'm a certified professional photographer. Mm-hmm. I think that's super important for people today that are looking to hire a professional to make sure, especially if they're looking for an executive portrait photographer or somebody mm-hmm. in the corporate world. You know, if you're just needing a couple of fun candids from your backyard, mm-hmm. maybe not so important. Mm-hmm. But if you're really looking for somebody that knows posing and lighting and how to get the best out of a subject, mm-hmm. that's when you really need to turn to a pro. Yeah. So those would be the things you'd need to look for.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so now when you look at your business today, where, you know, you've had the opportunity to be in front of some amazing people and being in your studio, share some of like your most amazing moments, or maybe the most amazing. Was there a moment or a person or a subject that just was amazing?
You know, I've had the pleasure and the honor of being involved in the local Republican Party. Mm-hmm. And I've photographed over the course of years, say, 4 presidents, 2 vice presidents, 3 first ladies, and a handful of dignitaries, congressmen and senators. Wow. And I remember one time in particular, it was Bush Senior, mm-hmm. Which is number,
I don't even 40, know, 41?
Oops, bad me.
Oh boy.
Help.
Yikes.
Throw me a bone. Yeah.
What number was he?
Okay, somebody look that up real quick.
Somebody, yeah, Google that.
Google yeah,
that.
Google. So we were at Senator McCain's house for the first portion of the day, and my name tag had fallen off, and the president had remembered my name, and we were at the second portion of the day, and he was getting ready to leave. And this was a day where we had photographed different candidates. We had photographed Grip and Grin, Step and Repeat mm-hmm. for people that had donated. I think it was John Kyle's campaign mm-hmm. is what it was for. And the president was turning around, and, you know, the motorcade was ready. Secret Service was ready. They were tapping their watch. They were on him. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was time to go. They're very schedule oriented. And he turns around right at the door and he said, "Kay, Could I get one more portrait, one more photograph?" And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, "Well, sure, Mr. President. I can't believe I'm saying this, but yes, Mr. President, what would you like?" And he said, "Could you call in all of the kitchen staff and the waiters that have taken care of us tonight? And would you take a photo of me with them and make sure they all get a copy?"
Wow.
And for some reason, that story always comes to mind when you talk about, is there anybody in particular that stood out?
Yeah.
Because whether you're Republican or Democratic, this is the measure of the man. This isn't anything more than this is a good guy saying, "Let me take care of the people that took care of me."
Right.
And I will never forget that. So he was number 41.
There you go.
I guessed that right.
Yay. That was pretty darn good.
Winner, winner.
Woo, woo. No, that's incredible though. Because when you see the heart space of someone, again, all political affiliations aside, he's just a good guy.
So that was pretty neat. And there's been some pretty funny things along the way. And my mom always said, "Kay, you should write a book."
Yeah.
So you don't forget.
Yeah.
And I have forgotten a lot. So I wish I would have listened to my mother.
Put the pen to paper or the fingers to the keyboard. Yeah, exactly.
I've had the opportunity to travel across the country and even abroad, China, Japan, Europe, teaching other photographers as an educator.
Wow.
So I've had a blessed.
Yeah, absolutely. An amazing career. Did you have someone that was a mentor to you that just said, "Let me take you under my wing and show you the ropes," or?
Kind of a little bit of a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I've had several mentors within the National Association, the PPA, women that have come before me that have been leaders, like the first president of the PPA, mm-hmm. who was a female. You know, I followed along and she was very business oriented. I have a handful of people that I always look up to, but I'm constantly finding motivation from others, like yourself and everything you're doing with UN Improved. I am always looking for people to partner with and mentor to and you know, gain information from, because you're constantly learning.
Absolutely.
Just constantly evolving.
I love it. I love it. Well, and so much of what you talked about in terms of the work that you do, but also the direction you're heading. I know there's this sort of new, youthful spin that you're incorporating into your business, working with more teens and tweens. And so what's the impetus behind that or the goal or objective with that program?
Well, I've always enjoyed photographing women. I love men, so nothing against you guys, but I'm sorry, there's one man in the room. Sorry. I've always leaned towards the ability to photograph women because I am a woman, obviously, mm-hmm. and I get women. I understand their concerns, their fears, their hangups, their anything about you. I have them myself. Mm-hmm. And so I found, I do a lot of, I have a Celebrate Sexy, which is a boudoir line mm-hmm. for women, mm-hmm. Women executives. But recently I've been starting to focus on tweens. And I know you see so many adult women that if you had only gotten a hold of them when they were younger and could talk to them and give them and provide a place for them to feel positive about themselves, mm-hmm. especially with photography, we are such a visually oriented society. Mm-hmm. And there's so much positive body types of messages out there these days.
Yeah.
But it's not just physical, it's also emotional and mental. And so I've created Celebrate Tweens, and I'm focusing on these young ladies between 8 and 9 up to 12, 13 years old. Mm-hmm. And it involves not only photography, but we're putting on workshops about health and beauty, trends, fashion. And then it's more altruistic about giving them the opportunity to, we've branded ourselves with Kid Stop Toys and Books mm-hmm. to be able to give these young ladies an opportunity as they're driving business to me. Obviously, I'm in business. Mm-hmm. They're being rewarded with the opportunity to go to Kid Stop Toys and purchase something for themselves, as well as something for them to be able to take over to the hospital to be able to give to a tween about their same age that they would need. And so it's kind of win-win all the way around. And we're trying to teach these young women that giving back gives you so much more. Mm-hmm. It's kind of looking out of just the me, I mm-hmm. attitude, the deserving, you know, the
entitlement.
Yeah. And it's hard because of what they're visually stimulated by mm-hmm. and what they see all the time. But cyberbullying has just become so rampant. And mm-hmm. I get so tweaked out of shape and been out of shape because I see these young women coming in just feeling so down and just feeling bad about themselves. And then I get them in front of my camera mm-hmm. and the music is playing and the fan is blowing, and to watch them just light up and become alive again.
Yeah.
And it just, it brings me such joy.
Oh, I bet.
And
oh,
so I'm anxious that I'm getting out there around the country and teaching these programs to other photographers, so that I'm hoping on a grassroots basis, other photographers will pick up the call and make it happen in their neighborhoods and in their areas with their clients too.
Love it.
Because we're raising these young women to become adult women.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is
gotta start now.
This is the gift I have.
Yep.
This is what I can do.
How wonderful. And to put that beautiful gift to use. I love it. I love it. And that's, you know, it's a common theme. It seems to always happen on this show, but this whole kind of change maker concept is definitely rampant in this room, because much of what you're saying about the body image and the confidence that comes with that parallels beautifully to what Tiffany does at Wildfire. So I've known you for so, so long, but obviously our listeners may not know about Wildfire. So CrossFit, you see gyms and boxes everywhere, and what you do is just not typical. So share with us a little bit about how it started, why you started it, and what makes you so extra special over there.
How much time do we have? I always feel like it's a longer story. I found nutrition first and CrossFit second at the same time. They're so intertwined. CrossFit for me was the first time that I felt confident and athletic and, you know, comfortable in my own skin because of the things that I was now learning and being able to do. So that was kind of what drew me to that. And once I fell in love with it, just opened the doors from there. So we started Wildfire CrossFit in 2012. We're actually coming up on our 6-year anniversary right in October.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, we got the keys to the place at on Labor Day 2012 and had our first class that Monday. So it's been a, you know, great ride. And my passion is always helping people and making sure that people can believe in themselves and have an environment. I love that how you said that, Kay, like creating an experience that produces a result, not necessarily just the results. It's not just, you know, getting people fit and getting them healthy, although that's obviously what we want to do. We want to create the experience that keeps them there, keeps them coming back, and you know, creates the community and the friends and the things that are going to make them stick to this lifestyle mm-hmm. and grow as a person, not only in their health, but just in life.
Sure.
So, you know, that's been our focus is the community piece. And mm-hmm. then we get to work out and play and get fit at the same time. So.
And you obviously have more what one would think of as traditional CrossFit type classes, but you also have things that are very inviting. And anybody who's, you know, seen on Facebook or knows your community knows that there is no, you know, you got to come in looking like the Hulk and, you know, lifting 10 bazillion pounds. I mean, there's all body shapes, all ages. I mean, it's so diverse. So speak to that a little bit, because I think a lot of people, you know, hear CrossFit and maybe go, oh, that's not for me, or I'm not in shape enough, or it's scary, or whatever it is that they hear and whatever that chatter is. But it's not like that at Wildfire. So what is it that you do that's different there?
Yeah, no, it's a great question, because every, you know, we have a Wildfire boot camp that we run as well too. And for, initially it was like, okay, we'll call it boot camp and it's not CrossFit, so it's not as scary. And then people we talk to are like, well, I'm scared of boot camp. So either way, and it's just the fact of, you know, pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone. So yep. whatever you call it, it's mm-hmm. there's going to be that level of, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm getting into. And one thing that we really wanted to focus on is that everybody is welcome no matter what. And there's always something that you can do. Mm-hmm. The functionality of the fitness that we teach, which is based in CrossFit, is, you know, if you can sit down in a chair and stand up again, you're doing CrossFit. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, I do that every yeah. day.
Kay's right? like, sign me up. I yeah. can do that. See?
And if we can teach you to make that easier, then right. life gets easier. Right. right? And even right. I always, you know, joke that, you know, unless you're in a full body cast, there's always something that we can do. right. And, you know, even if you're there, we've got finger burpees that work too. So,
we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
I like her. She's awesome. I know. People are going to be like, what did she just do to demonstrate finger burpees? Yeah. That'll be later. I'll show you. So that's the piece of it. The people that come in and that are already in shape, there's definitely a level we can take them to as well. Because, you know, CrossFit's humbling no matter what level you're at. And being able to, again, be able to take advantage of a daily activity that you can push yourself and challenge yourself and get outside of your comfort zone. You're going to learn so much more about yourself and gain that growth and that learning to make you a better person and make you better at life, whether it's a physical challenge or a mental challenge. Mm-hmm. And so walking in the door is a piece of that. And we want to make it as welcoming and inviting as possible to make it as comfortable to make really those shifts.
Yeah. So. Well, and I saw a video, I think it was actually even yesterday, of this group of people sitting with all of their feet together yeah. in a circle, holding hands and doing sit-ups together. I'm like, that is awesome. Because when you think, and I can only, I guess, speak for me, but when I think of CrossFit, that's not what I necessarily envision. And that's, I think, the piece to me that it's like, it's so much more than what perception is. And I'm sure it's the same with your business, Kay. It's like what we yeah. all do is so different when you actually see it, feel it, touch it. So walking through the doors of Wildfire is just different, you know, and seeing those images and these people cheering each other on. And again, all shapes, all sizes, everyone's welcome. I mean, you don't find that in a lot of places. In a lot of places, it's really intimidating, especially if you aren't, you know, built like the Hulk. You know, it's like, oh, that's a little scary. I shouldn't. And then another month or a year goes by and those health challenges pop up. So good for you with that. And so for you, what was the biggest, I guess, learning lesson or struggle that you overcame that you took a lot from and said, wow, that was a big learning moment? So,
gosh, because there's been so many.
and there always are. Sorry.
Yeah. No. Well, and I've been blessed and grateful to be, again, a friend of Miss Jody Lowe for 16 years, but also involved in Youth Improved training and gone through that process. And one of the biggest pieces, and that really has made a difference for us at Wildfire, has actually been incorporating the Youth Improved training with all of our coaches. Because our, you know, everybody's trained in the physical side of things and getting, you know, the CrossFit level one and making sure that we know what we're doing on the training piece of it. What we want to create and what we want to provide was so much more than that. And it's the mental side of it. And really just person's like, oh, well, I can't do this. Yes, you can. Let's focus on what you can do, not what you can't do.
Right.
And that mindset shift has made a huge difference to have all of our coaches have those tools mm-hmm. as well. And that was, I guess, one of the biggest hurdles to overcome for me was, how do I train a staff that's going to have the same focus and energy and heart that is in this as much as myself and my husband do,
sure.
and yet still be able to celebrate their differences and the differences and the gifts that they bring to the table
right,
too. So
right.
how can we have that thread that weaves through it and knows that, okay, these are Wildfire CrossFit coaches. These mm-hmm. are this is the Wildfire CrossFit experience.
Mm-hmm.
And yet each one has their own unique amazingness.
Right,
so,
right. Their personalities, their gifts, everything that they bring. Right.
Yeah. So before we started doing that, that was a little bit more, that was difficult to have that, I guess, thread that weaves through everything to keep it where we wanted to be focused on. So sure. By implementing that, that brought us all a lot closer together. We have the same language. We can have the same intent and heart and passion for our clients to a whole different level.
Right. Which is great. Which is great. And I know, it's a unique scenario too, because this is what you and your husband do. So you get the benefit of working every single day with your husband. So talk about that. Cause I've known Skip longer than I've known you. So for all of our listeners, funny story.
Yeah. The story has to come out.
Yeah. The story has to come out. Tiffany and Skip actually met at a barbecue at my house, which is just so funny. But watching the two of you, knowing you individually and then watching you two come together and then birth this amazing, concept 6 years ago, what's the day to day like for a husband and wife team building a business and 24/7 together?
Yeah, that's always interesting. And because we met really at Jody's Barbecue, but we were also in the same business at that time too. So we've always been in the same business, which has helped. And that's just how our relationship has grown. So we have that as a base versus, coming from separate things and going, okay, how do we do this together? Biggest thing is just a ton of communication. And we have our strengths in different areas. And sometimes they cross over and sometimes they switch. And we've got a decently fluid being able to move between those two. So mm-hmm. Skip is an amazing writer. He does a lot of our blogs and, focuses on that. He does a lot of the online videos for, we on our YouTube channel, we do some online at-home workouts. So, because we want, even if you can't make it into the gym, we want you to be able to do something and know that you can do something to help yourself
mm-hmm.
Find that fitness. And so he's got that amazing personality and drive for that. He talks to everyone, really all of our people that are calling on the phone. He's one of the first persons that you talk to. And then I handle a lot more of the back end things. We both coach, but the staff and the programming and that pieces. Yeah. So we've got our strengths in different areas and we know that. At the same time, we can, if I need him to take a piece that I can't handle that day that's in my area, he can jump to it as well too.
Right.
We've both done everything.
Right.
So, and part of it is knowing when to take off the hat. Mm-hmm. I love that Kay said that because mm-hmm. that's been our most recent journey in this whole process, because we're always continually learning in the business side of it too. I have to agree with you on taking more kind of that business mindset mm-hmm. education, but being able to take off the hat and just be husband and wife and family and not talk about the gym and the business, that's been most recently our focus and mm-hmm. okay, we're going to have that time. We should see the movies, go to the movies a lot because we couldn't talk.
when in doubt, throw a movie on the screen because it'll force us.
Yeah. But it was like we both needed to check out. And when we're sitting at dinner and having a conversation, everything always comes up with the gym, no matter what. So we've gotten a lot better at that and incorporated other pieces in our world to help just disconnect and be able to fill up our cup more.
Sure.
We really learned that the more that we can have fun, enjoy what we're doing and have, remember why we got into it in the first place, as well as have that moment of, I gotta fill my cup up more, then we can give so much more to our students and the people that we touch.
Absolutely. Well, I love
you need
it.
To have like a two cups. And every time either one of you says the word gym, you have to put a buck in the cup.
Yeah, right? And then one way to fill it, right?
Somebody's going shopping. All right.
Whatever it takes.
Mama needs some new shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see how much I can get on this conversation.
This might be a really good idea. Yeah. Looking where this is going. Awesome. And so for you, I know, you know, you have a phenomenal mother whom I love. Did you have either growing up or in adulthood or college, any mentors, anyone that kind of took you under their wing, much like I was asking Kay, like anybody that kind of showed you the ropes of whether it's CrossFit as a business or business in general or anything like that?
I have to agree with Kay. I'm constantly searching for some. The biggest one would be yourself, Miss Jody.
Well, that was not meant to be self-serving. I appreciate that. And outside of that, thank
yes,
you.
Yeah. And yes, you've been a guiding light with that. I think right now I've been stalking a lot of other CrossFits and I've got my CrossFit business owners that are my idols and that I really, you know, okay, I love what they're doing. I love what's going on with what they're providing to this community because CrossFit as a whole is absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. So I may not have had, you know, direct conversations, but they've mentored me along the way for sure. And the people that have gone before me and have had the success that I want, I, you know, do my best to emulate and be around as much as possible to learn from.
Well, and that's the name of the game too. If you see someone who's doing something that you love or has a strategy or way, I'm sure in your business too, you see like, oh, that's a new technique or a new way of doing something. And then it's like, let me learn more about it. So
yeah,
that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, part of the Leadership Lowdown involves some questions, which I did not tell you about. Okay. So, if I told you about it, you'd be thinking about it.
I know, right?
So these questions were actually originally taken. I don't know if either of you have ever seen the TV show Inside the Actor's Studio, but it's one of my favorite shows that used to air on Bravo. Not even sure if it still does. But basically, these questions come from a French talk show originally, and they're just very fun and engaging, and the answers are always fun. So if you'll play with me with these, I want to ask you guys some questions to let our listeners know a little bit more about you. So what is, dun, 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 we'll start with Kay. What is your favorite word?
Peace.
Ah, I like that. I like that. And you're both going to get the same question. So now you've got an answer, Tiff.
What's your... good. Phew. I was like, okay, well, do I have an answer for that one? Yeah. Or do I have to start processing for another one?
Yeah.
I would say gratitude.
Ah, peace and gratitude. I'm liking it.
Chocolate. Can I change my... Caramel.
I love it. I love it. So peace, chocolate, caramel, and gratitude. I'm liking where this is going.
Sounds like a candy bar.
It does. or a campaign for one. I love it. I love it. So I'll start with Tiffany on this one. What is your least favorite word?
It's so funny because we had an event over the summer called the Summer Swolstice. Like you're getting all swole and everybody had an issue with that. Not really an issue, but they were like, oh, I don't know if I like the word swole. That and moist come into my
oh,
world.
God. Yeah, did you there. Have to go there?
I was going to.
See, I don't actually have a problem with either one of them, but I love everybody else's reaction.
Swole and moist. Really? We went there. Okay, Kay, help us. What's your least favorite word?
That's so funny because I thought that and I thought, no, they have to edit that.
Yeah, you're like, I can't even say it.
I apparently have no filter. Yeah.
Can't.
Yeah.
It's just such a negative.
Mm-hmm. So true. Look at her. I wish
you could
all see her face.
I should put the T word in there, but it's just never in my world anymore.
I know. A big unapproved
try
thing is that we do not use the word try.
I was going like with the more. I was going.
I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah.
But we digress. Kay went in a totally different direction.
Sorry. I'll teed you up for that. Sorry.
All good. So Kay, what turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally?
Creative, spiritually, and emotionally.
And or, I guess.
Well, right now, because I've just gone through this intensive self-imposed journey on really focusing on putting this tween program together, mm-hmm. I would say creatively.
There we go.
It's the fact that I am challenging myself and my technique to improve right mm-hmm. now to be able to roll this out. Mm-hmm. I'm forcing myself down some, you know, you get kind of fat and lazy, so to speak. Well,
or not if you're in wildfire.
You know, you get a little lazy sometimes with your business and you just kind of plod along. And the fact that I am forcing myself to be creative with these flat boards for Instagram, I found that I am re-energizing myself creatively, by doing these flat boards. And so right now at this moment, that is what's kind of juicing me up.
Awesome. What's a flat board?
A flat board on Instagram. Like if you look down and you see like a lot of bloggers will do this, they'll have like maybe a cup of coffee and then, you know, it's, it
Got
looks
it.
Like it's a bird's eye view.
Got it.
And then it gives you a chance to talk. It's like telling a story within each board.
Got it.
So okay. I'm didn't know forcing there was a name myself. For that. Oh, yeah. It's super cool. Look yeah. at, you can go to Celebrate Tweens on Instagram and check out my feed.
Okay. Shaw. I'm all about that. Shaw. I love
so
it.
So you can see some of the flatboard work. Spiritually and emotionally right now, it is spending time with my parents. Mm-hmm. My father is going through dementia. And so I am spending as much time as I can with my parents. And that is filling up my emotional needs.
I'm sure. Yes. Yeah, you got to savor every second.
Absolutely. And so that's important to me right now.
Good. Good, good. How about you, Tiffany?
So for the creative piece, I notice when I'm getting stuck or stressed or just things aren't flowing the way that they need to be, it's usually because I haven't worked out in mm-hmm. a while. Mm-hmm. So to be able to just either take a class or spend some time, you know, just in the gym working out. And I never used to be that way. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason why we have classes is I know for me, I'm not one to just, hey, I'm just going to work out in the gym. And this is 10 and a half years that I've been doing CrossFit. It's still not my favorite thing to just work out by myself. At the same time, I've been able to notice that that's what I need at that moment. And so through just being able to sweat and focus on something that isn't any kind of brain power, when I'm done, I feel like the ideas flow and I just can function better. I'm more focused. And
when you're out of the coaching role and you're a student again, too. Yeah. So how cool is that? Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. And especially if I, you know, am obviously working in that business when I can put myself in the position of a student and my own journey in the health and fitness world for my own goals, then it gives me that moment of clarity and focus to be able to provide it for everybody else as well. For the emotionally and spiritually piece, it's been taking a lot more quiet time, mm-hmm. whether it's meditation and my husband and I have been going to church more mm-hmm. and having that time, which is, you know, better than, not really better than, just different than the movies. We've got a different way of filling up that cup.
They're out of the theater, folks.
Yeah, but it's
into the church.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been a way of, you know, adding to that personal development piece that we've always had and taking a moment to just refocus and be with each other. And
yeah, in different
yeah, again, arena. Fill our cup so I can kind of just sit with myself and know what direction I need to go.
Yeah.
In the upcoming week or moment.
Love it. Love it. So if those are the things that turn you on, what turns you off?
Who's stress gonna in take general.
Stress. Stress. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. People that aren't authentic. Uh-huh. Like they'll say one thing to you. And I mean, it's kind of very grade school. Mm-hmm. But that even as adults, I find that there are people that'll say one thing to your face and then they'll say something else the minute you turn around.
Yeah.
And that really chaps my hiney. That just, I don't like in people that aren't real.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm with you on that. It's one of my core values. Authenticity. Yeah. I'm like, can't stand it. Just be real. Mm-hmm. Be real people. Love it. So, okay. Here's the fun one. Super fun one.
You have to ask her that question.
Okay. This is, well, she said stress.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
But it was a little piece in there, but yes. I think the biggest thing that would, I agree with you on the authenticity piece.
Yeah.
And just, lack of communication.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really. Everything kind of gets solved when you just talk about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So true. So true. So this is internet radio. So you are allowed to answer this question. What's your favorite curse word? let him have it, Kay. I know. It's
really?
Right there. You go for it, girl.
Fuck.
Yeah.
We got some cheers in there.
I think it should be like, pass the salt. Well, fuck you very much. Somebody opens the door for you. Oh, fuck you.
Oh, my gosh. This is awesome. This is why I love
this. This is why we could say moist, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Good. Oh, my gosh. This is great. This is great. It's so versatile. Isn't it, though?
It really is. But it's always so negative, and I think it should be a positive thing. Like, you look so fucking pretty today.
There's just an extra like exhale you take when you say that word, right? It just perfect.
Feels good.
Yeah.
So do you share the same opinion or do you have your own, Tiffany?
Anybody who's been working out with me would know that I do. So there's a moment when, you know, I need to exhale in a workout or in general, and it's just like, And it feels amazing. And there's also,
there's going to be a hashtag women who say fuck.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the hashtag for this show.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of freeing to be able to say fuck, fuck, fuck.
Right?
Like right here.
Oh my gosh. We've got Kay on a roll there. No,
that's so cool. Well, so there's a, my students know this because I always talk about, strategies for a workout, but it's also life. So when you're going in for a workout, you can go with plan A, which is your first plan. And then sometimes when you're in the workout, you realize that you need plan B. So what's your second plan? And then at some point you hit plan F, which is just fuck it. So it works for life too. So,
I love it.
So plan a, F. We talk about plan F a lot. And
I love that. I love
that. I'm writing that down.
Yeah. I'm keeping plan F. I can think of many uses. I love it. Okay, ladies. So what sound or noise do you love? And whoever wants to take it first. Now it's a free-for-all.
Just pointed to.
Fingers are pointing.
The first one that came to me was music. That's another thing that just calms me down. So. Mm-hmm.
Particular kind?
It totally varies on the mood.
Okay.
So it can be chill. It can be hard rock. It can be classic rock.
Maybe that's what you love about it, is that it's versatile.
Yeah. Just whatever kind of mood I'm in, but it'll calm me and center me a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then. Yeah, it's voices. I know one thing that always drew me to Skip in general was his voice. So my husband's voice would have to be the, you know, the awe answer.
Yeah. So. We all need an awe answer. I love it. What about you, Kay?
You know, water, like whether it's the shower, waterfall, I have a water feature in the backyard, the koi pond, the pool, just run water.
Mm-hmm. Sound of water.
Sound of water.
Yeah. Awesome. So what sound or noise do you hate?
My Chihuahua has the most annoying bark.
Oh.
And she, and she's so cute and I love her to death, but there's a certain pitch of one type of her bark.
Uh-huh.
Like when she's like trying to sound an alarm. And I know she's doing it for a reason, but it's just so annoying.
You're like, no, I don't want that. I don't want that noise. Chica.
Chica the Chihuahua.
Chica the Chihuahua. I love it.
I think we're kindred spirits because even your answers, I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't know why I didn't say water.
Yeah.
And I have a Chihuahua too. So
you both have fur. And you're both fur baby mommies.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome.
But the sound for me is styrofoam, like wood on styrofoam.
I know.
Is it moist wood on styrofoam?
Like when you open a box and the sound.
Oh, God, that's bad.
Yep.
We're all freaking out.
This is the day I wish this was a podcast. I wish you could see what's going on in the studio with everybody just like flying around like, no. Great.
I hate that noise.
Yeah,
It
hurts your jaw. It hurts your jaw.
It makes you physically react.
Yeah.
So if you were to choose a different profession other than your own, what would you choose? I love when I stump them. The wheels are spinning.
I don't know. I'm so happy doing what I do. I can't imagine doing anything else.
Yeah. Nothing. You're a kid. You ever thought about something? Maybe you don't have a talent for it.
Marrying a really wealthy guy with a bad heart. Oh. Could that be a job?
Fuck yeah. Why the fuck not?
Is that what you want or what you were dreaming of before?
We went down a different path, but that's okay. I like it. It's a profession if you want it to be. How about you, Tiff?
So when I was little, I wanted to be a choreographer, which I kind of feel like I still do
at
the moment. But I also, when I really just wanted to own a business, it was opening up a bakery. So I'm really glad that I chose the fitness industry because I feel a lot healthier. Yeah. I might have, you know.
Gone off the deep end.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So what profession would you not ever like to attempt?
Well, I have zero patience, so I don't think I could be a teacher of young children, which is ironic because I kind of teach a little bit with each session I do.
Mm-hmm.
But for every day after day, I have no patience. So I don't think I
that
could
wouldn't
be a teacher.
Well. Okay. Mm-mm. Interesting. How about you, Tiffany?
The first thing that came to mind was anything underwater. Because as much as I love the sound of water, anything underwater freaks me out. So like anything.
So you wouldn't be a professional scuba diver?
No.
No scuba instruction?
No.
This is where our kindred spirit comes in.
Yes.
not so big in underwater stuff either.
Right.
Nope. Okay. So if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? Kay's going, this is such a long shot that I'm going to actually end up there. I'm teasing you.
Welcome to hell. The water's warm here.
and Tiffany will be your instructor.
Right?
It'd be fun.
Went the wrong direction. Exactly.
Sorry, I just went. I took it and ran with that it. Was funny.
With the theme of this whole thing, I was just going to say, fuck yeah, you're here. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You want us to be serious though about this.
Whatever you want. I mean, at this point, really, does it matter?
Fuck no. You know, I think I would like to have him say, you did a good job. You led a good life.
Good. Well, with that, the whole reason and my passion behind really airing this show is to share these phenomenal stories. I think there's so many unsung heroes in the Valley and across the state that, you know, we hear about the Elon Musks. We hear about, you know, all of these big tycoons and their rise and their fame and all of these things. But there's so many amazing stories right in our own neighborhood. And I appreciate you guys coming in and taking time away from your busy schedules. And I'd love for you to share one final thought. If you had... This is sort of the leadership lowdown thing, right? What is that, like, that nugget, that thing that if someone asks you, what is your word of wisdom? What's something that you would share with people that is like your thing? What's that word of wisdom? And it could be for life or business, by the way.
Now we're really stumped. I already shared my plan F story. So, yeah. word of wisdom. My biggest thing is just keep growing, keep learning, keep putting yourselves in situations that you can find out more about yourself, because that's how much more you can give to the world.
Yep. Perfect. I love it. And that's what you teach. It's what you do. It's always about that. I love it. How about you, Kay?
Well, I agree with Tiffany too, to some degree. I would say to don't always be so focused on making money and looking at yourself and how you can succeed that you don't take time to help others around you succeed. And I think that might be why I'm so focused on the tween area right now, is to trying to help and make a difference. You know, like, what's your footprint? What do you leave behind? Mm-hmm. And I guess it would be some sort of legacy about helping others.
I love it. I love it.
What's your impact for the world?
Right? Yeah.
Agreed.
I love it. Well, you too, I know, have hearts as big as this studio. And I thank you again so much for sharing your stories and laughing and saying the F word a whole lot. That was really liberating for all of us. No, it was so much fun hearing. And I know that our listeners really appreciate the ability to learn from Valley leaders and what they do and how they do it. And one more thing that we have to share, though, is your contact info, because I'm sure there's people that want to know how to get a hold of you. So, Kay, where do they go to learn more about Images by Kay or connect with you? What's the best way?
The website is www.imagesbyk.com. Mm-hmm. And it's all spelled out. K is K-A-Y. So okay. imagesbyk.com.
Okay.
The studio number is 602-393-9333.
Okay.
So 602-393-9333.
Awesome.
You can find me on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You can also just definitely check out the Instagram account, Celebrate Tweens.
Yeah.
Jump on board, become part of our tween vibe tribe. And let's help spread the message that we can help these young ladies.
I love it. I love it. I've got two in mind that I'm going to start with. Yeah. And how about you, Tiffany? How do they learn more about you, Wildfire, connect with you?
Yeah. So wildfirecrossfit.com, www.wildfirecrossfit.com is our website. We're definitely on Facebook. We also have the Wildfire Bootcamp Phoenix Facebook group as well, so you can see what's going on there. The phone number is 480-626-0905. And yeah.
That's pretty easy. That's pretty easy.
I'm still working. We are on Instagram, but I'm just not quite burst on it yet.
Oh, yeah.
So we can
chat. Guys will talk off the mics. I love it. Well, again, thank you both so much. And to all of our listeners, you have been listening to the Leadership Lowdown, hosted by me, Jody Lowe, and powered by Yoon Improved and Conscious Capitalism Arizona. At Yoon Improved, we are passionate, insanely passionate, about partnering with companies' leadership to develop their very most valuable asset, which is, of course, their people. To learn more about our personal and professional development classes and trainings, visit us at youandimproved.com, or you can contact me at jody@youandimproved.com. Thank you again, and we appreciate you listening, and we'll talk with you soon.